This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here's the thing about trade wars, as I think I've said, they are really easy to start, not so easy to end, because tariffs beget more tariffs, which beget even more tariffs, and somebody has got to decide to climb down off the ledge. We are at the first begetting more tariffs phase. Case in point, Mexico putting 20% import duties on American apples. We know a guy who grows apples. We talk to him from time to time. Patrick Smith is his name. His family runs Loftus Ranches up in the Yakima Valley in Washington State. Patrick, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
So we talked last time about a bunch of things, a little bit of NAFTA, a little bit of China. Now news of these Mexican tariffs on American apples. How's your state of mind?
Yeah, it's disappointing news, to say the least, but not entirely unexpected given all the ups and downs of the trade world in recent months. So, you know, it's something that we're watching closely. It's something that we're definitely concerned with, as Mexico is the Washington apple industry's number one export market.
So given that it's number one, and given that you can't, as you mentioned last time, you can't get apple trees to make less apples, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's kind of the big question right now. You know, we've got a pretty big crop coming up this fall. And so, you know, a lot of that crop is already set. The trees are you know, growing the apples right now. And we're not really sure exactly how this is going to play out and how badly shipments will be affected. But we could see growers not harvesting some of their lower producing or lower quality blocks, you know, just leaving the fruit on the trees. We could see, you know, a lot of fruit backed up into the market and then having to try to find different ways to, you know, to get rid of that excess supply.
So is that like applesauce and apple juice? I mean, is that what you do with leftover apples?
Yeah. So what we can't move into the fresh market would likely get diverted into some of those lower value channels like juice, sauce. Worst case scenario would be like livestock feed or like we saw a few years back, just dumped into canyons to rot.
That's got to
really unfortunate.
That's got to kill you.
Yeah, I mean it's because it's high quality fruit. It's fruit that was grown and harvested and destined for the fresh market to sit on grocery store shelves. And so we're keeping our fingers crossed that U.S. and Mexico can work this out before the 2018 crop starts shipping at the end of August.
End of August. Wow, that's not a whole terribly lot of time.
No, no. We've still got about 20% of the 2017 crop left to ship. And so over the next couple of months, we will start to see, once the tariffs actually go into effect, how shipments to Mexico are being impacted.
Right.
If we see a rapid slowdown in those shipments, that would be an ominous sign for the 2018 crop when it comes in a couple of months.
I imagine the Washington State Apple, you know, marketing group or whatever your industry group is, and the national industry group is jumping up and down on people's desks in Washington. Are you getting any kind of response from senators, governors, people in proximity of the White House who are saying, yeah, we hear you and we're going to make your case?
Yeah, we're getting some feedback from our, you know, our congressional representation that we need to understand better kind of what the end game for the administration's trade strategy looks like and how we can mitigate some of the impacts on our industry. But we do have various trade groups and interest groups kind of barking pretty hard at some people.
Yeah. So. Patrick Smith, he and his dad and his family run Loftus Ranches up in Yakima, Washington. Patrick, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.